The Water Act was drafted specifically to get around Section 100 of the Constitution. The Water Act relies on several powers, both in the Constitution and, of late, a referral of powers from the state. So the Section 100 prohibition is skirted around by the clever drafting of the Water Act 2007. And that was done deliberately because it would be prima facie invalid, but if they can use other heads of power to make the Water Act 2007 stand on its own, then the Section 100 prohibition becomes less effective.
So the Commonwealth Water Act is constitutionally valid because the state governments have agreed to it?
They've referred the powers, and it's also valid on the strength of the other powers in the Constitution, in my opinion, and I think it will stand to any challenge.
What other grounds are there, I suppose, for a challenge to the Water Act? Or is the Water Act, pardon the pun, pretty watertight?
Well, it is a very clever piece of drafting, and it is constructed in a different way as to any other act. So it's novel. It's not beyond the realms of possibility that people will challenge it on the several idiosyncratic grounds relating to the extent of power under the various provisions of the Constitution that it's based on, such as the external affairs power and the signing of treaties that that relies on. I think one of the issues that will arise with it will be the understanding and definition of some of the terms in it, such as national interest. That is not defined in the Act yet. The federal government has the power to review and accredit state plans based on the national interest and to implement relevant international agreements. So I think there are some bases for challenging its operation, and that would always occur within a challenge to its constitutionality by a group, but I think it will stand as valid, but certainly there's a need to get some more clearer definitions of some of the terms in it.